Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Khor and Ken Shreve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Thursday, March 7th, where we saw strength ahead of the jobs report tomorrow morning. Ken, all eyes now on that.
Exactly. We'll talk about this jobs report. Another great day for the NASDAQ. And want to take a look at three stocks. Semiconductor stocks continue to be a nice pocket of leadership in technology. Let's take a look at Entegris, ENTG. Also On Holding, reporting earnings next week. A fast-growing premium sneaker maker, athletic apparel, forming a cup with handle base, but I want to just talk about that. And then finally, Cloudflare, which is NET in the enterprise software group, pulling back in orderly fashion.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We will get to those stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ taking the lead today up 1.5%, followed by the S&P 500, which was up 1% today, followed by the Russell 2000, 0RUS. This was up 0.8%, and blue chips lagging a bit today, the Dow up 0.3%. But as you mentioned, Ken, not only was it the tech sector in control, but really chip stocks continuing to show dominance.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen some lower volume rallies the past 2 days. There wasn't much volume in the rally in the rally today. There wasn't much volume behind the gains yesterday as well. And the NASDAQ stopped just 1 point short of a record closing high. So back above the 16,000 level, and all eyes on this jobs report. We've been talking in the office about how is the market going to react to this report. Remember back to a month ago when the January jobs report came out, 353,000 jobs, almost double expectations, and wages were higher than expected. The market had every reason to sell off because strong wage growth and strong employment is not going to really help the Fed fight inflation, but major stock indexes were up sharply. So I'm not sure there's going to be a number that the market likes or doesn't like tomorrow. We're just still in a confirmed uptrend here, and investors are placing their bets on a pretty good economy for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And I mean, heading into the report, the NASDAQ basically flat for the week. So erasing the declines, testing that 16,000 level with some success so far. But Ken, I think even if we do come in a little bit tomorrow, that 21-day line is going to be the key level to watch. That's been that lower bumper, so to speak, for the NASDAQ this entire rally, essentially.
Yeah, that's the green line on the NASDAQ's daily chart there. And it's just been kind of riding it higher for some time now. So, the gains have been so big since early November when stocks bottomed. You could get a 4% pullback to the 50-day moving average here, and the uptrend would still be intact. That would probably come with some pain, but this is an uptrend that's still looking good. And again, rate cut expectations have been dialed way back, but market seems to be, growing more confident that the Fed is going to be able to engineer a soft landing for the economy as opposed to a a drawn out recession.
Yep, agreed on all, Ken, especially with a potential pullback to the 50-day or 10-week line being in the cards potentially, but still not ruining this uptrend unless we get some significant damage below that level. All right, let's now take a look at the S&P 500 reversing higher now through Thursday.
Yeah, and this was another record closing high for the S&P 500 today. The NASDAQ came to within 1 point, just missed, but there it is, another record closing high for the S&P 500. And again, a lot of this rally back last year was led by the Magnificent Seven stocks, and still seeing some pretty good outperformance in the enterprise software group and in semiconductor stocks. So we've definitely seen this rally broaden out. We even have some financial stocks that are participating, and a whole bunch of different sectors and subgroups. So I think that's reflected in, the S&P 500's a strong price performance, which has also been riding that green line higher, the 21-day exponential moving average. So we'll see what that jobs report has to say tomorrow.
Yep, sounds like a plan. And let's take a look at the Dow blue chips here, getting back above the 21-day line after spending two sessions below that level. We have a short-term downtrend here, but we're really not that far from those recent highs. And then let's take a look at the Russell 2000 because we are seeing a breakout taking shape this week, Ken, for small caps, adding on a little bit to last week's gains, but we're continuing to inch higher here.
Yeah, another reason to feel pretty good about this uptrend. I mentioned broadening leadership in the S&P 500 and also getting it in small caps as well. Of course, SMCI, Supermicro's still a member of the Russell 2000, and that stock's price performance has been a big reason why the Russell's been doing well. And you can see SMCI is still
off the charts.
Off the charts here. So, definitely seeing some signs of like Supermicro Computer, even Nvidia as well. I mean, just major gains, and they keep gapping up. That can point to maybe the chances of a near term pullback here. But both Supermicro and Nvidia continue to really act well here.
Absolutely. Okay, and let's check in on the 10-year yield. Ken, any chance we could see some movement here depending on how that jobs report shakes out?
I think so. Yeah, I think I would be surprised if we didn't see some movement up or down in that 10-year Treasury yield. You'd think if we get another blockbuster report that could cause rates to go higher, or if it's a very weak report, maybe rates go lower. But it used to be, good news used to be bad news for the Fed, and then bad news used to be good news for the Fed. So it's really kind of tough to, figure out how the market's going to react. But interest rates typically move when we get that jobs number.
All right. And then that could flow through to the action in equities, chicken or the egg kind of situation, perhaps.
Exactly.
But yeah. Lots to look forward to potentially tomorrow. Okay, let's take a look at some notable stocks from today's session, starting with Entegris, ENTG. This is in the semi equipment group, now ranked number 6 out of the 197 groups that IBD tracks. And we're getting an ascending base breakout here, Ken, from ENTG. This is a rare pattern. So I was pleased to see this when this stock was on the list, because base breakouts from rare patterns are definitely intriguing, if nothing else.
Yeah, definitely. And this was actually probably one of the better looking ascending bases that I've seen in recent memory. You had a nice breakout over the 100 level, and then you had three pullbacks. And you can see the pattern recognition software is recognizing the first pullback there, and then the second pullback, and then the third pullback, and then a breakout over that 140.10 pivot. You can see volume's been pretty good on the upside in recent days. Accumulation distribution rating of A minus. So this is not a well-known name in the chip equipment group, but I know the group itself was up. Chip stocks were up broadly today. Let's see, Entegris's industry group, chip equipment, up looks like, more about right around 3%. So strong day for chip equipment stocks, and a good breakout and heavy volume for Entegris.
Yes, it sure was. And next on our list, let's race on over to On Holding. This is ONON, forming a handle with earnings due for the shoe stock next week.
Yeah, kind of holding support at the 21-day moving average here. You can see down for several days in a row. Volume has been getting a little bit quieter, but I wanted to on the way down, so that's good to see. But on the weekly chart, what we're looking at here is a big cup with handle base, but this is not the best looking handle on the weekly chart. First of all, you can see the stock down sharply for the week, and it looks like weekly volume is going to be much higher than it was the prior week. So typically you like to see a handle form when attention turns away from the stock, and not sure that's happening right now in On Holding, but again, it's a very fast growing company. You can see the revenue growth in recent quarters has been outstanding. So definitely, passes muster from a fundamental standpoint. Revenue growth has been slowing, so we want to pay attention to that. But it has been kind of, picking up the pace in recent quarters. But yeah, from 80 to 60 to 50% growth, and now it's been in the 20s the past three quarters. So I wouldn't be surprised to see strong numbers here, and we'll see what the earnings look like next week. The base just looks okay to me because, again, this week looks like it's going to end up being what we call a distribution week. So a down week in higher volume, maybe some institutional selling in there.
Right. And Ken, these new market surge charts definitely have a lot more information on them than our old charts used to. So there is a little area here where we now have the quarterly estimates. So not only do we have the annual earnings estimates higher up, but down below, we've got these quarterly estimates for both revenue and earnings. So I think that's what you're seeing there with the 20 plus percentage growth, but we'll have to see. Right when those earnings come out.
So we're going to get the December ended quarter next week, and you can see a big jump in earnings expected, 10 cents a share. That's going to be up more than 200%, and then revenue up 23%, and that's going to be a little bit of a slowdown. But I don't know. I seem to be seeing more on cloud shoes in the neighborhood, and we'll see. We'll see what the numbers look like, but it's in a reasonable setup. Again, the handle forming and some heavy volume, a little bit. Just keeping an eye on that.
Yes. Okay. We'll have to see what the earnings report is like, indeed. And let's round things out with a look at Net. This is Cloudflare in the enterprise software group, which you highlighted today, Ken. Seeing some nice tight closes right around that century mark here.
Yeah, really nice response to earnings several weeks ago. You can see that huge move for the stock. And it's been generally a pretty orderly pullback. So this is, a technical picture that you like to see. Very, very good fundamentals here. You can see the 30% revenue growth in recent quarters. The stock itself just kind of hovering right around the 100 level. Holding its 21-day moving average. So it's possible, we could see another entry here in the not-too-distant future, especially if it can move decisively above some of these recent highs here. So, interesting company in the enterprise software group. They offer basically a cloud-based security solution. They also offer, website application performance solution. So they're pretty spread out, but definitely a top performer in the enterprise software space.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Ken. And we'll have to wrap it there. We hope you joined IBD Live tomorrow morning, everyoneinvestors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that. Returning to the show is Mike Webster, former portfolio manager at William O'Neill & Company and former IBD head market strategist, coming back to the show to give us his thoughts on the market and stocks he's watching, perhaps some indicators, but you don't want to miss it. Investors.com/IBD Live for that, starting 10 minutes before the opening bell. We'll see you there. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close to wrap up the week. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.